You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. This month, UK train operators have announced proposals to close the majority of ticket offices in England, alongside some in other locations, including Glasgow Central. We're joined today by Eric Mattis from RNIB Campaigns to learn about the consequences this would have for blind and partially sighted people and what you can do about it. Hi, Eric. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So there's been a lot of press and conversation around these announcements. Can you tell us what the operators have actually said?
So train operators staff most of the ticket offices in England, and they want to take the staff away from those jobs in the ticket office and move them, they claim, to other jobs. So they wouldn't be in a fixed location anymore, but the operators are telling us that the staff would still be there. And mostly this is being justified by people not buying tickets at ticket offices so much. A minority of tickets are sold at ticket offices. A lot of people are buying them online. And so they're claiming that modernizing the railway means, you know, moving to everyone having an app rather than buying tickets at a ticket office.
And why are staffed ticket offices so important for blind and partially sighted people?
So I'm sure you can imagine that the promise of staff who move around the station isn't much help to people who can't see where they are. We've recently done some research that showed 88% of respondents said that a static point to meet rail staff was important to them. You know, so the vast majority of people don't find it very helpful. There's someone somewhere, have a little game of Pac-Man going to look for them.
And as we know, unfortunately, lots of train stations are already very difficult for blind and partially sighted people to navigate without the extra challenge of going through the entire station to try and find a staff member.
Absolutely. Ticket offices are a bit of an incorrect name these days, a bit of a misnomer. They don't just sell tickets. You know, they're a fixed point we can find to talk to staff about all kinds of things. They can help make sure you get the right ticket, for one, can get concessions and things like that that aren't easily applying to tickets if you're trying to buy them online. You can let passengers know if the lift is broken or something like that. You can advise them if their train has been delayed or cancelled, which we know is happening all the time lately. You can provide their sighted guidance to get them through the station, or arrange for someone else to do so. You know, what might well be that they're not the person to do that, but they'll be able to say, I will get you someone to get you to your train. And machines can't do any of that. Apps can't do any of that.
And many apps and ticket machines are very inaccessible for a whole range of people, including blind and partially sighted people.
Absolutely. Again, we have research that says only 3% of people said they could use a vending machine without problems, and 58% said they couldn't use one at all. 76% said they would prefer to buy tickets from the person at a ticket office. Again, there's been no real attempts to make the machines more accessible. There's no real consideration for what happens if you can't use them. And it's a bit more nuanced than that as well, because even if you do buy your tickets online, you still have to go pick up a ticket. What you're given is a code to go and get some paper tickets printed out, and it's meant to be the machines doing that.
What are RNIB doing to try and stop these proposals happening?
We've written a letter to the Transport Secretary asking for a meeting with him and the Rail Minister. We want to talk about the way the consultation has been done is really inappropriate. It's much too short, and it's really a poor time to do it. It's premature while there's still so much other work that should be done on levelling up the railway generally. The station design, infrastructure, lighting, signage, practically every aspect of train stations is inaccessible to at least some blind and partially sighted people. So without any of those improvements being made, this is just not the time to close ticket offices.
And what can listeners do to try and stop the proposals?
Yes, we're encouraging everyone to do so. Even though we don't like the consultation, we don't want them to get away with thinking that if hardly anyone responds to it, that means everyone's all right with it. So you can find information on rnib.org.uk about how to respond to the consultation. It's a little bit of a complicated process. It depends on whether you're talking about stations in London or stations outside of London. But we have hopefully enough information there and contact details to get in touch with us if you need more assistance in responding to the consultation. And once you've done that, if you want an extra thing to do, we encourage people to get in touch with their MP and let them know how much ticket offices mean to us and how much we want to keep them open.
Well, thank you so much, Eric Mathis from RNIB Campaigns, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio. You can take part in the consultation until the end of the day on the 26th of July, so midnight on the 26th of July. Go to our website, www.rnib.org.uk, and you'll find more information at the top of the homepage.